We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Joaquim O'Malley Macias. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. State Representative Maurice West is sponsoring legislation banning Native American mascots, logos, and names. This will require those who have them to change them. This isn't West's first time trying to pass this kind of bill, and the current legislation isn't moving forward. Many Native American organizations and groups have expressed their support for the bill, while school superintendents are pushing lawmakers to oppose the bill. They say it might erase cultural representation and be costly for school districts. According to a 2023 EPA study, Illinois has the most lead pipes per capita of any state. Any exposure to these pipes can lead to adverse health effects to children. In response, Illinois has received $100 million through the federal bipartisan infrastructure law to replace the pipes. The law requires that states give 49% of service line replacement funds to be given as grants or principal forgiveness loans, while the remainder will be traditional interest loans. The National Resource Defense Council estimates around 600,079,292 lead pipes are in the state and have found that the cost of removing all of them range between $2.7 to $7.2 billion. The timeline for replacement varies depending on the number of pipes. In smaller communities, complete removal is projected for 2042, while in large urban areas like Chicago, the timeline is likely to extend to 2077. The University of Illinois police responded to a report on Sunday around 9 a.m. about an individual who was found dead on the 800 block of South 6th Street inside the Hub Apartments. The preliminary investigation suggests that the death was caused by suicide. There is currently no information that suggests a threat to the public. The death remains under investigation by the University Police, Illinois State Police, and the Champaign County Coroner. With the possibility of medical debt being eliminated, having to pay debts may be less of a concern for many people across Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker recognizes the debt and bankruptcy crisis of many Americans for after leaving hospitals and the impact it has on their credit. The risk of debt and any other financial burden affiliated with medical expenses makes Americans hesitant to consider medical care. It is a stressful situation, and Pritzker has proposed a budget plan to eliminate $1 billion in medical debt for low-income people. The proposal is set to be a four-year plan to tackle $4 billion of medical debt for an estimated 1 million Illinois residents. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Lily Nazarova, Emily Huffman, Joaquim O'Malley Macias, and Suzette Murillo. Our deputy news directors are Elisa Ayton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Michael Sweeney. For WPGU News, I'm Joaquim O'Malley Macias.